listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Officially on the couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me, your friendly psychologist, as you always are on Fridays at 11 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time. Welcome to my show on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to internet talk station. Nice to have you with me today. Appreciate all your emails and your calls. It's great always to find out what's going on with you. And today I'm going to have another free-for-all Friday because I do have a lot of emails that I promised to answer. Called you back, wrote you back, made sure that everything was cool, that I put you on the air if you'd like to, or your situation. And if you'd like to do so and, partake in the free-for-all Fridays, you can email me at docmichelle with two L's at AOL.com. That's D-O-C, Michelle at AOL.com. I received all my emails on this address. My website is Dr. Michelle Therapy, Dr. Michelle Therapy at AOL.com. Dr. Michelle Therapy, rather, .com. I lied. Dr. Michelle Therapy.com. So today we're going to be checking out a lot of issues. I'm going to try to give you some advice, suggestions, examples. You and I really don't have a therapeutic relationship per se, but what I can do is try to help you out, give you some advice based on my experience and expertise. If you want to comment also on what I may have said to someone to help them out, or if you want to give them a little heads up or help them, you can email me, docmichelle@AOL.com. Also, you can download every doggone show at iTunes Store. It's there. If you want to check out archives, go on to the LA Talk Radio webpage here and check out what I've been talking about. Issues, problems, anything. Relationships, jealousy, self-esteem, whatever it is. You can download shows that really focus on these particular things and take them with you on the iTunes as well. So there you go. If you'd like to call in today, 323-203-0815. That's a live Los Angeles area code. 323-203-0815. Because that's where we are. Yeah, we're in La La Land, baby. And I have great emails from all over the country. Actually, I have one from England as well, which is beautiful. I love it. Wherever you're at, whatever time zone you're in, come on down. I'd love to hear from you. All right, let's get started. This first one's, a relationship issue. And Lisa writes me, and she says, "Dear Doc Michelle, I think my boyfriend is having an affair. We've been together for 3 years, and I moved from San Francisco to Los Angeles 5 months ago to live with him. Okay. I started to suspect he was seeing someone else, as we haven't had much sex for 2 months. More recently, he's been going out a lot more in the evenings and telling me that it's work functions. He's recently had his hair cut to a new style, started working out more. He also has started making me breakfast on Sundays, which he never did. Guilt. The main reason why I think he's seeing someone else is because I looked at his messages on his cell." Oh, yeah. You know what? I always love that this is the last part of the explanation. It's, "Oh, by the way, I snooped into his personal cell or his email. I went onto his Facebook and snooped." But anyway, that's okay. Many of us do that, right? Not me. He saved a text message that he had written to this person, which said, "Hey, beauty, it was nice talking to you last night, but I would rather see you naked. I will be dreaming about that. Love, Craig." That's my boyfriend. All right, if he's having an affair, then I will end the relationship. But how do I go about asking him? I don't want him to know that I've been snooping. Do I need to get more solid evidence before I accuse him? I also have to consider that if he's being unfaithful, I'll probably be homeless, as I gave up my job and apartment to live with him. I'm still looking for a job in LA, so do I wait until I'm more established before I end up homeless and on the streets with no money? Help! All right, Lisa girl, there's quite a number of changes that you've noticed in him. And I certainly don't think that you should end up on the streets with no money. I mean, that would be, you know, self-destructive. So whatever happens between you and your boyfriend, you moved to be with him. And so I feel you quit your job, you know, the lease is gone on your apartment. So he should honor that arrangement until you can change jobs and find somewhere else to live if you have to. Now, if you feel you don't want to stay, find somewhere sensible, right? Friends, relatives, girlfriends, don't just storm out, right? And now, is your boyfriend having an affair, you think? I really wish I could say he's not. I really wish I could say, no, things happen. But it just sounds like to me that from everything you've told me, he probably is. Now, when people ask me how you tell if somebody's cheating, my answer is usually that they're going to notice a number of changes in their partner. And the changes will center on sex or being more attractive, or there'll be more sex or less. More is a lot of times because of the guilt. They want to make up for what they're not doing. And less is they're busy having sex with somebody else. There'll also be, here's some other signs. There'll also be more or less consideration. Sounds like he's bringing you breakfast on Sundays, which he never did. So he's feeling like maybe I want to make her feel better and happy and not suspect anything. Always when there's a change of appearance, I would really put that as a red flag. New hairstyles, dieting, going to the gym, new clothes, things like that. You know, he's looking really spiffy. He's taking care of himself. Also, if there's a difference in routine, and this is what I'm hearing from you, longer hours at the office or at work functions, as he puts it to you. So there's quite a number of changes that you've noticed. And there's, of course, the big humongous gorilla sitting there is the text message. Now, it could be possible that the changes are about something else. You know, think about this. Is it likely that your boyfriend's afraid of commitment and he's feeling trapped? So he's kind of putting it out there because you moved lock, stock, and barrel. You moved everything to be with him. So is he kind of freaking out like, oh, now what should I do? She actually did come here. But I think you're getting to the stage where you have to know what's going on. You have to ask him. And I use the word ask, not accuse. Because you've got to save this relationship. It sounds to me like you really love this guy and you want to save the relationship. And it sounds like you're hurt, though, because you are suspecting that he is having an affair. Maybe you want a friendship just to tone it down a little better. It'd be just much better to sit him down and say that you've noticed changes in him. And it's always nice to say, I'm concerned. Can you tell me anything about what's really going on? And the chances are that whatever's going on, he's really upset and desperate not to hurt you, because that's why he's doing all these little, lying. Oh, it's late. It's work stuff. Oh, I'm going to give you breakfast on the weekends. I'm going to serve you breakfast. Otherwise, he wouldn't do that because he doesn't want to hurt you. But, you know, he screwed up. Maybe he wanted to get caught. I don't know. But I hope you can sort this, because I really want you to break away if he is indeed and admits to having an affair, you know, without too much pain. I want you to sort your job and housing problems without too much of a hassle. find someone, if you actually determine that he's having an affair, he may lie. He may continue to lie. But I think at some point you need to tell him, because of the changes that you noticed in him, that you just couldn't resist looking on his cell phone. There gets to a point. Because, I mean, why would he say that to a woman? Hey, beauty. Hello. It was nice talking to you last night. I'd rather see you naked. Excuse me? Come on now. I don't know if he has had an affair, but he could be reaching out. Ask him if he's afraid of commitment. Ask him. Don't accuse him. All right? That's the best way to do it. And I really hope you work this out. Whatever happens, do take care of yourself first. I always say that. Make sure you have a good place to stay and keep looking for a job. There are jobs out there. A lot of people go, there's no jobs in LA. There really are. Yeah. You just have to keep pounding. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And it'll come up. You'll get a job. You just have to put it out there in numbers. All right. This is Dr. Michelle with you. You are on the couch as you always are with me at this time. On Fridays, 11 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, here in beautiful Los Angeles, on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to talk station on the internet. And so what I'm doing today is Free for All Friday, where I answer your questions that you've written me online or called me about. And just trying to help you out. You've put it out there, and I appreciate you doing so. If you'd like to write me, if you have an issue or a question, you can find me at docmichelle@aol.com, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. A lot of these have piled up, and that's why I want to do the Free for All Friday, so I can help folks out. So here we go. We're moving on, and this is from Candy, a nice name. And this kind of breaks my heart a little bit. This is a tough one. So here goes. Dear Doc, after I've had 4 miscarriages, I was sterilized last summer. Okay. Again, it's Candy. It's a lady, of course. I've had no feelings about these lost pregnancies and feel that I've coped well with coming to terms with the fact that I can no longer have children. However, although I have 2 lovely children and a really nice husband, the problem is that I can't stop being unfaithful or thinking about sex with other men. This has always been a feature of all my relationships, and it's become much worse over the recent months. Most of these extramarital affairs are transitory, and I do enjoy the thrill of the chase. These men are nearly always powerful, successful, older. But I'm now desperately concerned about my behavior, but don't know what to do. I certainly don't want to lose my family, but I feel remote and uninvolved with them. Yeah, you are. If possible, I try to spend little time with them. It is as if I cannot cope with emotional investments required. As a child, I was very unhappy and never really felt loved. I'm certain that I want my children to be happy, and I realize that my actions will, at some point, cause major problems for my family. This is a very real problem for me, and I don't want anyone to be hurt. Can you please help me, as I don't seem capable of addressing the urgent issues here? Well, to me, you sound capable of addressing the issues, and I'm really sorry to hear about your worries. I'm so sorry that you've had 4 miscarriages. What strikes me is that although your question is about adultery, you know, you cheating on your husband and you can't control yourself, you begin by telling me all about these miscarriages and the sterilization. I mean, it's like the first thing out of your mouth. So although you claim that you have no feelings about these lost pregnancies, I don't know. You know, they would bother most people. Maybe they're not bothering you, but I'm so sad that you've had 4 miscarriages. Are you sure that your husband's the father? Because you're saying you have 2 kids. I'm not sure if these kids are from your husband. I'm assuming that they are. But you say that you're always having extramarital affairs. I'm wondering if the babies are from other men from the miscarriages. I don't know. Let's just move on. All right. There's lots of women who can't help behaving flirtatious or, you know, flighty or having affairs to fill them up. And often, like you, they have loveless childhoods. You know, many women, and I know this is textbook, you know, give me a break. But truly, a lot of times women are looking for some sort of father figure, you know, in that powerful, successful, rich guy, that older guy who they pursue. He's going to take care of me like daddy never did. My own feeling is that you really need some form of therapy in order to help you sort these deep-rooted problems out. Because unless you've got to get some therapy or you're going to hurt a lot of people, including your very nice husband, as you describe it, him, and your two lovely children. And you might also end up lonely and alone. I mean, you know, some people are striving for that so they can punish themselves because they don't feel like they're enough of enough, or never were, because of the upbringing. Look, here's another thing, too. Affairs are pretty easy to come by when you're 31 or when you're younger. I get the feeling you're younger, you have two young children, and you're dating older men. But I can assure you that in about 20 years, even 15 years, you know what? You can't be doing this. Now, you identify the main problem yourself when you say that you can't cope with the emotional investment involved in your real family. And that's also why I suspect you probably feel nothing about a lot these pregnancies. Because you had to turn yourself off. You have to remove yourself. You have these walls up. And you justify that it's okay to have affairs. And some way you get sexually excited and love the chase. And then the guys, of course, have affairs with you. You didn't describe yourself as feeling used. You're just worried that you're going to destroy your family, which is good, because you will. There's a great form of therapy. It's called cognitive behavioral. That's what they call it. And the emphasis is put on challenging the deep-seated and irrational thoughts. Okay, so you're working with some psychodynamic technique. You're working with some old stuff. Old stuff that was just totally, boom, stamped into your brain, implanted in there. Belief systems that are not true. I am not worthy of anyone's love because no one really loved me growing up. I'm not worthy. I don't deserve. Now, all of us have these thoughts, and they crop up from time to time when we're upset. We all have insecurities. We all have fears. We all bring up things that we've never got. Because nobody was ever perfect, I don't think, in, you know, their childhood, or their parents were not. And like I said, you know, the possibility is that you believe you're unlovable. So if you feel this deep down, it could stop you, you know, letting yourself go in terms of your feelings for your husband and kids. You know, and again, it's because you feel that deep down they can't possibly really love you. And also because you fear that if you show them how much you really care, they're going to let you down somehow. And you'll be desperately hurt because maybe you tried so hard when you were young, so hard to get love. You were always trying and opening up and got, boom, shot down every time. You see? You close yourself up. So no wonder it's easier to look for sex and approval. It's, you know, excitement, short-term affection from people who don't really matter very much. I hope what I'm saying makes sense to you. It's kind of like textbook stuff. And you need to get some help coping with a termination of pregnancy. You need to get a therapist. You got to work these things out. Someone who does eclectic psychodynamic and cognitive stuff work to challenge some of these irrational thoughts that you may have and make you feel and have more. It sounds like you're breaking out into a conscience. Here's the problem I also see is you talk to me about your terrible upbringing or how difficult it was. You didn't feel loved. Well, here's the thing. What you're doing is you're withdrawing from your children and your husband as well. You say you've kind of become detached. This is in order to save your psyche so you can have these affairs. But you're doing the same thing to your kids that your parents did to you. You're becoming unemotionally available. And I don't want to tell you what they were all about or what they did or what their dynamic was. You may know what their upbringing was. You may know how their grandparents, your grandparents, treated them. But that doesn't matter. What matters is you getting yourself right and understanding that you're doing exactly the same thing to your kids that your mom or dad and or both did to you. Get some help, honey. And by all means, stop having the affairs. Please. Just stop. I don't care what it takes. Talk to some girlfriends. Get some therapy from a professional, though, in your area. And if you don't know where to go, go to your general practitioner and get a referral. Okay? All righty. This is Dr. Michelle, and you are on the couch with me, as you always are on Fridays at this time. Yeah, Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock in the morning. We're rocking with Free for All Fridays. You could write me if you'd like at DrMichelle@AOL.com. This is where I've received all of my emails, actually, today. To help you out with your issues, problems, thoughts, things like that. You and I do not have a therapeutic relationship per se, but I'm trying to, you know, help you out, give you advice, suggestions to help you with some of your issues. If you'd like to call in, there is a Los Angeles number here locally where you can give me a shout out at 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. Otherwise, I'm just moving on. I've had kind of a backload here of emails, and I really wanted to get to them to help you out. So let me do so. Let's see here. All right, let's move. This is really a fascinating one because I've heard this actually one time long ago in my practice, and it was kind of shocking to me. But here we go. Dear Doc, I hope you can help me. I'm a female, and I'm currently in a relationship with my cousin, who's my dad's brother's son. So that's a first cousin. And we're planning to get married. The problem is my mom and dad are also cousins on the same side of the family. Mom and dad are cousins. We're worried that when it comes to having children, there will be problems. Can you help? Well, I can't help, per se, because you need to go to a specialist. But I'm just blown away by your email. I mean, I was just, whoa. I mean, are you... I thought at first it was a joke. But I don't ever mean to, you know, not take anyone seriously. Because most people know genetically that this is a no-no. And I take it that you're genuinely serious about this relationship. But... you see, if your mom and dad are cousins, as well as you and your boyfriend, you know, what really knocks me, wow, out of my chair here is that the amount of inbreeding that's involved is breathtaking. Okay, so I'm sitting here, and I've just made a little sketch of your complex family tree. I'm just sitting here doing this, and it's clear that you and your boyfriend share two grandparents and four great-grandparents. And you yourself have only got six great-grandparents instead of the usual eight. Now, I think the marriage would be legal. I'm not sure where you are from. You don't indicate here in your email. Could be legal. You have to check with where you live. But I'm really afraid that the chance of having babies with problems or abnormalities would be very high. So my advice, how can I help you? How can I help you here? You should go to talk things over with your doctor or a counselor. Your general practitioner, your internist, whoever you go see as your regular general doctor, could refer you for genetic counseling. You see, both of you need to sit down and get some genetic counseling and tell them what you just wrote me. Because this is serious. You don't want to bring... It's kind of selfish knowing that there could be serious abnormalities in children. Knowing this, you've got to try to think about bringing someone into this world on purpose just because you wanted children who you know may have serious abnormalities. You know, you might want to consider adoption if you really want children. And I would just say talk with a genetic counselor because and please, in the meantime, please don't get pregnant. Please take care of that. Make sure you're on the birth control pill or that he's wearing condoms or both. This is a scary thing. I want you to really take care of, be mindful of this. This is interbreeding. And I'm not judging you. I mean, if you love this guy, that's wonderful. You know, I have a client who married her first cousin a long time ago, no longer with this person. But, you know, they had kids, and they're fine. But their mom and dad, her mom and dad, were not cousins on the same side. I mean, this is complex. So do go see someone who can give you genetic counseling and try to work this out. If you're in love, you're in love. That's great. And I wish you well, and I wish you happiness. This is Dr. Michelle with you, and you are on the couch, as you always are at this time. It's, let's see. We're moving on here. And by the way, if you'd like to email me and present some of your issues or problems, and maybe I can help you out, give you advice, you can do so at docmichelle@aol.com. docmichelle@aol.com. You link onto the website here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to internet talk station. And of course, you can find me on my website as well, drmichelletherapy.com. Let's see. We're moving on here with more of your stuff. And by the way, I'm here just to give you advice and suggestions. We don't have a therapeutic relationship per se. So let's move on. Dear Doc, I'm 19 years old and I haven't seen my grandparents since my dad died 6 years ago. My dad and mom got divorced 10 years ago because my dad was verbally abusive to mom. Anyway, because of the horrible way my dad's parents stuck up for him and were mean to my mom, I've stayed away from them. They put their hatred of my mother above their wish to have a relationship with me. However, for some time now, they've expressed a wish to see me. And although they have in no way apologized for their behavior, I wonder whether it's time for me to forget the past. Now, my mom gets extremely upset when I talk about them, and I can't decide whether a blood link is worth anything after all the hurt. If they passed away, I don't know how upset I would be about not having seen them, because they are my link to my abusive father's past. Is it worth the anger and pain of attempting to see them again? You know, that's a really good question. And, you know, Lori, I really appreciate you writing me. That's a really valid question. It's a tough place to be in. This is really difficult for you. And see, you're the one that's going to have to decide whether or not to reestablish the link. You're 19 years old. You know, nobody else can do that for you. The thing is, as you say, if you leave it too late, then there's going to be no choice to make. You know, I don't know how old your grandparents are, but you need to consider how it would feel to have missed this opportunity if one or both of them died. And I say opportunity, it's really your choice. You know, it's a blood link. And sadly, you know from your own awful experience of your dad passing that, you know, people don't go on forever. I don't know how close and connected. It sounds like your dad was verbally abusive to your mom. I don't know if he was to you. But my experience tells me that as our own lives, you know, progress, we need to be aware and in touch with a lot of our family members, not just some of them. In other words, half of your genes come from your dad and his family. And so whether you like it or not, you have some of these grandparents of yours in you. Okay? You got to think about this a little bit. It might be important for you at some time, not necessarily now, to come to terms with that. Now, in your case, you're obviously seeing things from one side because you live with your mom and you know your dad was abusive. But there might just be two sides to the story. And I'm not saying, oh, your mom's a liar or your mom's wrong, because you obviously witnessed the verbal abuse from your dad. But most things in life are not actually that cut and dried. You know, there's always another side to the story. Everyone has their own reasons and their own arguments and all that. And your dad's parents probably are going to stick up for him. And they probably were in denial about his abuse. Okay. And I know, I hear from you that, you know, your mom might be saying, if you see these people, you'll be betraying her in some way. And I get that. That would hurt. That's really tough on you. So I think you should always be honest. I think it's a good idea to always be honest if you're going to contact some relatives. I just do. And you might say something like, I know you're really hurt by this, but I have a blood link to these people, and I just have curiosity, and I just maybe want to have some closure with these people. You know, maybe that kind of thing. Mom, I love you. I never would want to hurt you. I just would like to have some closure to find out really more about who these people were and why they were so mean to you that they kept me away. You see? So you might really want to think. And if you don't want to see them right now, maybe you could write to them. This might be a really cool thing to do. You could even say in a letter that you'd find it easier to consider seeing them if you had better memories of their attitude to your mom when your father passed away. You know, maybe, or say, I don't understand why you were so mean to my mom when you know, or when I know, and I witnessed that my dad was abusive. And the cool thing about letters, you know, or, you know, just make a word pad, type it out, print it, and send it. Sign your name if it's really hard for you to write a letter. But, you know, they can clear the way for meetings. And in your case, it would probably be important, you know, that these people know that you have distinct reservations about them and about the way they behaved in the past. Sounds to me like they're like, oh, we want to see you. We want to see you. Maybe they're not aware that you know how they stuck up for your dad when your mom was being abused by him. You need to maybe make this perfectly clear because you are an adult now and you're not going to stand for any more, you know, no more games. I don't want to hear about how horrible my mother was to my dad. I know. I heard my dad screaming at my mother every night. So maybe in some way you could reach out in a letter and telling them your feelings, telling them you're hesitant, why you're hesitant. That's a good idea. Hope I've helped, honey. This is Dr. Michelle, and you are on the couch with me as you always are on Fridays at this time. You're on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to talk radio station on the internet. Yep. And on my free-for-all Friday today, I've got some great, great emails. Seems like we have a caller right now. Let me see if I can pick this line up, see who's on the air. All righty. Good morning. Hi, this is Dr. Michelle. Who's this? Hello? Sounds like we have a dead line. I'll give you one more second or two. Hi, this is Dr. Michelle with you. You're on the air. All right. I encourage you to call back if you'd like. The number 323-203-0815 here. That's the Los Angeles area code. Again, if you want to write me, it's docmichelle@aol.com. What I'm doing is helping you out with a lot of relationship and really family issues today. You know, we've had some really radical and interesting emails, you know, from people who've really like reached out to me, which is lovely, and shared with me some deep, dark secrets. So if you want to give advice to people as well, you can do so. If you want to contact me at docmichelle@aol.com and say, I like the way you gave advice to that person, I would also suggest, or whatever you'd like to do. And of course, I can help you maybe with your emails or whatever you'd like. Okay, and we can do it that way. All righty. Let's see if we got another caller coming up on the line. Hi, it's Dr. Michelle. You're on the air. Can I help you? Okay, just lost the call again. All right, let's move on. And this is from Josh. Dear Doc, I am a 22-year-old guy. And let's see here. I have been going out with my present girlfriend for 16 months. She's had two previous serious boyfriends, but she's my first serious girlfriend. We're very much in love, and things couldn't be better except for one thing. Ever since our first couple of months of being together, I've had major problems coping with the fact that she has had sex with two other guys before me. Okay, I think about it a lot, often when I'm not with her, and it makes me feel sad. I get very jealous and depressed. It's affecting me, and I feel terrible thinking about it all the time. I'm worried that this is going to eventually lead to a splitting up because I can't cope thinking about her having sex with these guys in the past. I try not to think about it, but it's constantly in my head. I think one reason it's causing such a problem for me is that we didn't start our relationship on an even playing field, as she had sex and I hadn't. I feel kind of left behind. Please help. This is from Josh again. I don't know what else to do, and it's driving me crazy, making me feel almost constantly unhappy and depressed. And if I don't try to beat this, I fear it may ultimately split us up, and I may spiral down into deep depression. And I'm glad you wrote me because this is, you know, this is a serious problem. And what I want you to do is I want you to think about this. You're really disturbing yourself. Why are you disturbing yourself? You can't change the past. You see what I'm saying? You can't change the past. You can't alter the fact that your girlfriend's had serious boyfriends before you. So why are you putting all this grief on yourself and on her? I mean, some people do. You're 22. You know, and that you chose not to have sexual relationships and tell her. That's cool. You know, you had to start sometime. You know, maybe it would have been better if you started off with someone as sexually inexperienced as you. You know, maybe life doesn't always sort itself out this neatly and conveniently, though. Usually doesn't. So don't feel insecure about yourself. You know, when we meet people, they've had relationships with lots of other people. Usually, unless they're, you know, really, really young. So you can do a lot to help yourself here. If you sort your worries into things that you can change and things you can't, you might stop these thoughts from getting you crazy. You're ruminating, called rumination. You keep going over these thoughts and going over these thoughts. And, you know, you're perseverating on these things that are just, they're going to drive you crazy and spiral you down into deep depression. You can't change the past. You got to, do you love this girl? Does she throw this stuff in your face? It doesn't sound like it. Stop it. Enjoy her. Because your jealousy may get so out of hand, it'll ruin this relationship. She's going to get tired of you talking about these. That's in the past. Now is all you have. Now is now. Be with her now. Enjoy her now. You know, if you're having sexual problems, you guys maybe should go to a counselor, sexual, you know, counselor or something. So you can both be open and talk about what she likes, talk about what you like, work something out. If that's the deal, I don't get that that's the deal. But you've got to stop. It's in the past. It doesn't matter. Most people have had romantic and or sexual relationships with someone before they get into a relationship. Most people have. It's normal. It's okay. You know? If you couldn't care less if your girlfriend went off and slept with someone else now during your relationship with her, then I don't think your relationship would have much going for it. It doesn't sound like she's, you know, promiscuous. She just had relationships with guys before you. And you're 22, and that, you know, that's okay. You chose to wait. That's cool, Josh. No judge. No judgment here. No problem. You need to take care of yourself. But stop driving yourself crazy. Do get some professional help. Go to your general practitioner, or if you have a referral for a psychologist, you know, get somebody who can help you out and work through these old jealousy problems. Because that's a big thing about self-esteem, too. What are you so worried about? Why do you have such low self-esteem? Doesn't matter what she did in the past. It's who you are with now. And if you're having a good time and loving that person and having good sexual relationships with them, then don't stir the pot. Let it go. Now is all that's important. That's it. All righty. I don't mean to sound mean or upset with you. I really don't. It's just you got to pull yourself together, man. It's getting you crazy. Enjoy the now with her. Because the more you act jealous or act weird, it's going to push her away. And you don't want that, do you? Do you? Think about that. Are you trying to create something to push her away so you can say, see, I'm unlovable? Think about that. All right, doll? Cool. Dr. Michelle here with you, and you can contact me at DrMichelle@AOL.com. I'm doing a free-for-all Friday where I'm answering a lot of emails that you've written at DrMichelle@AOL.com. And I love sharing information and trying to help you out, give you advice, suggestions. This is not a therapeutic relationship, but I try to, you know, just kind of put it out there, give you things to think about. And I invite listeners also to help out and, you know, give other advice so I can read that on the air as well, you know, in terms of helping Josh and his jealousy. I'd love to read someone else's input on the air and see what you feel. So you can do that. You can also call if you'd like, 323-203-0815. We've had a couple of dropped calls since 11 when we started Pacific Standard Time this morning. But I don't think it's a problem with the line. I think if you're calling on, you know, a cell, it's better to try to find a landline, because sometimes what we do is we have interruptions here in satellite technology. So that's what. All right. The number, by the way, is 323. It's a Los Angeles area code. 323-203-0815. Let's move on to something else that, let's see here. All right, I like this one too. This is good. Dear Dr. Michelle, I've been in my present relationship for a year. Everything is fine, apart from one problem that has come to a head recently. I have two children that I share with my ex-wife. She has them 1 week, and I have them 1 week. The problem is that my fiancé is finding my week with the kids very tiring. She also feels that she loses me, quote, during that week, quote, loses me, unquote, during that week. We've talked about it and tried a few things, but she's really worried that she may not be able to cope. She really likes the kids, and they all get along very well. She says she wants to know how other people who haven't had kids cope with such a situation. She wants to feel comfortable that she can handle it. We are planning on getting married this year and moving to a new house. Okay. I try my best to give the kids time, and then when they go to bed, I try to make time for us, my fiance and I. But we both work, we're often tired. I sometimes feel it difficult myself to juggle my time to keep everyone happy. We're seeing a counselor this week. We both really want it to work, but we need your advice. Let's see, there's a little spelling thing here. But we need to be sure we can handle the situation or it will breed resentment. What advice can you give us? Thanks, Dave. And that's true. You know, it does breed resentment. It's very difficult always coming into a family. If you've never had children before and you're a fiancé of someone who has children and all of a sudden you have to live with the children and be the stepmom or dad to children, two kids, every other week, it's a little confusing to your life, especially your love life. So you guys are doing the right thing by going to a counselor. This is a great idea. And a psychologist, whoever, this is someone who specializes in family relationships and issues. And this has to be sorted out before it wrecks your relationship. And it's important that you stay firm with your boundaries with your kids. You know, I mean, you know, their boundaries, they may be a little jealous of her new girlfriend or fiance that daddy has an interest in. Mommy and daddy aren't together anymore. I don't know what your ex-wife is doing or if she's remarried or whatever, but there's jealousy there. There's always going to be issues. Even though, and I'm really happy they get along. That's great. Your fiance and your kids. But you're already seeing signs that your fiance is complaining that, you know, she feels like you're spending a lot of time away from her to manage the kids. So, it's early for all of you. It's an early time for all you guys. And these step family situations take a while to settle down. You know, and your partner will grow more accustomed to what it's like to have kids in the house. The kids will get older. They'll get more used to their new life. Of course, you know, it's all a major transition. What's a great bonus is that everybody seems to like everybody else. You know, I mean, one of the most common things I hear is that the kids hate the girlfriend or the boyfriend or the fiance. And they try to come between them and they really make it difficult. because they can't imagine daddy or mommy with anybody else. You know, it's not an easy situation. But if you get some professional help, you go to see the, you know, family specialist, I'm sure you can all come through it. I'm sure you can all work through it. I'm a believer in that kids usually come first because they're your children. You don't want them growing up resenting you as the guy who caused problems with mom. I don't know what the dynamic was there or what the issue was. What if she left you or if you, I don't know what that is. But you don't want to come off being the bad guy and having your kids, whatever, I don't know if they're two boys or girls or whatever, but you don't want them seeing you as the bad guy that's with a girlfriend now, you know, moving away from mommy. You know, you don't want them to have issues. You got to give them love and let them know that they come first and they are loved and that they get attention. And also, you know, draw boundaries and, you know, say, hey, you know what, we're going to spend some alone time. But it is a family, so you do need to focus when the kids come in there on those weeks that you spend an adequate enough amount of time with them to let them know you love them and that you're dad and you'll always be there for them and that you're not replacing them with your fiancé. And your fiancé needs to get it. She is the one who's with you. She chose to be with a guy with two kids. Okay? Don't drive yourself crazy trying to please everybody, make everybody happy. It's the way the situation is a lot of times for the person who brings a new person into their life after a divorce and they have child custody or partial custody. So it is a normal situation sometimes. It does require time. It's not going to happen overnight. Everybody will get used to everybody. Everybody will feel better. It'll work itself out. You'll always have issues. You'll always have resentments and jealousies and little. That's there. It's going to be there. But just give it some time. Go see the counselor. They'll help you out. You're doing the right thing. Okay? All righty. This is Dr. Michelle, and we're doing a free-for-all Friday. And I'm answering your emails. You've written me at docmichelle@aol.com. I have time for one more. Yep, one more email. So I'm going to do this right now. Doc, I'm 17 years old, and I split up with my boyfriend 4 months ago because he really hurt me by lying and cheating on me 3 times. We've been together a year and a half. I'm getting over him, and I'm finding it long and hard. I'm not asking it to be quick, but I find that when I meet someone new, I find it hard to go anywhere with it because I don't want to get hurt again. I can't pull myself together. I don't want to have sex with anyone. My sister and girlfriends always say that if I start being sexually active again, it will help and get my mind off my cheating boyfriend. But I can't do it. I don't feel comfortable with anybody. Thanks, Gabrielle. And, you know, we all have to get over the pain of a lost romance in our own way. What your sister says is partly true, which is often, you know, we feel better about ourselves when somebody else comes into our lives and appreciates us and, you know, shows us that they're attracted to us and blah, blah. But you can't just make this happen to order, right? Your recovery will take time. You're right. And you were together with your boyfriend for about a year and a half, it says. So you're only 17. You know, this was a significant segment of your life. So my suggestion is that you treat yourself with kindness. And you kind of also have to think of yourself as somebody recovering from, like, surgery or a car accident or something. Because this is trauma. You have to be indulgent of yourself till you feel better. I do not think it'll help to become sexually active with somebody else. You know, I really, you're looking to fill yourself up with stuff that's just, you know, it's sex. You feel empty inside and used sometimes. You know, I think you're going to recover quicker by looking after yourself and by just focusing, like devote 6 months to whatever. I'm doing your own thing. Go to clubs, go to parties, join groups. Take up hiking, I don't know, whatever you'd like to do. Get a sport, get exercise, take care of yourself. Have fun. You know, don't think about guys for a while. Your heart will eventually mend. It really will. And you'll find that you'll want to have a boyfriend again. And, you know, I just want you to know that you're young, you're lovely, you're reaching out. Most all of us have been dumped. We've all been hurt. in some way. It's very devastating to get over, especially when you're 17. He's cheated on you. You feel scared you're going to be hurt again. Normal. Normal. Don't jump back into anything. Give yourself some downtime. Take good care of yourself. Get nourishment from loving family and friends. Go out with groups. See other guys. Meet other guys. Have a good time. You see what I'm saying? By the way, if you start getting really depressed, if you have a hard time focusing on school, or, you know, when you get out there socially, focusing on social activities and stuff, really, you know, you might get a referral to see somebody who can work through this for you. You know, this just sounds like a normal hurt that you were exposed to that you have to deal with and get over, honey. And you will. I promise you're going to get over this. You know, we all get hurt. We all get over it. All right, this is Dr. Michelle with you. We're out of time. You've been on the couch with me on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to talk station here on the internet. And I appreciate you so much for emailing me and for listening. And you can find me also here on the website at LA Talk Radio. Find out what I'm about. My website, drmichelletherapy.com. Also, docmichelle@aol.com is where you can write me. Have a great day. Have a great week. Have fun. And as I always say, do take care of yourself first. Then you'll be great for other folks, too, taking care of you. All right. Have a good one. You can find me on iPod Tunes in the store as well. Bye.